This message is brought to you by Apple Card. Shave ice by the beach. A trip to the state fair. And a throwback flick at the local drive-in. They're more than just items to check off the summer bucket list. They're also opportunities to earn 2% daily cash back when you use your Apple Card with Apple Pay. Apply for Apple Card now and use in minutes with Apple Pay. Subject to credit approval, Apple Card is issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Terms and more at applecard.com.
Morning decisions. How about a creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or a sweet vanilla? Smooth caramel maybe? Or a white chocolate mocha? Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Find Starbucks frappuccino drinks wherever you buy your groceries.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Rich Eisen Show.
Like I told you guys, it's all ball.
Why did Baker Mayfield and the Bucks not come to a long-term resolution?
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Baker wanted this done earlier rather than later.
Earlier on the show, Prime Video NFL analyst Andrew Whitworth, legendary broadcaster Bob Costas. Coming up, actor LaMonica Garrett. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Season three of Lioness premiered last night on Paramount Plus. Susie and I watch it. You see it yet, Christopher? You see it?
I have not dove in yet.
It's awesome. It's intense.
I cannot wait.
Taylor Sheridan is back, created and executive produced by Taylor Sheridan. He's the showrunner. He also wrote episode one, and he's in episode one himself. Showing off the guns, literally and figuratively.
Well, season two, he was everywhere.
LaMonica Garrett is been in this in 1883, so he's worked in the Taylor Sheridan universe. Chris, and also, I'm sorry to keep turning to you, but yes. You've been with the show the longest, although you've been working faders as well, Chris, Mike. Have we ever had somebody from Slam Ball on this program?
This would be a first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because LaMonica was a slam ball guy. So we got that going.
So many questions.
Which is nice. How are you over there, TJ Jefferson? Hour number three of the program. Good to see you.
I'm great. I'm a big fan of Lioness as well. Two of my friends are on the show.
Did you watch it last night?
I didn't get to it last time to watch it today.
Who are your two friends that are in there?
Well, I'm friends with Zoe Saldana. Her husband and I especially are tight. And Jill Wagner. She's an old friend of mine. She plays Bobby.
You know,
we go back like a close seat too.
Where's Zoe then? You know, this chair is open for anybody.
Zoe is always working somewhere.
All right. Well,
so
this guy, man, he's got connections all over the place, and I got to learn this on live television and radio.
I got to keep you guessing.
That's the way it goes.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Hour one, Andrew Whitworth says he believes Aaron Donald's coming back. I don't think I'm telling any tales out of school.
No, all right? Have we talked to someone yet who said, I think he's staying home?
Yeah, I mean, he feels that he's kicking the tires to make sure he's going to physically be able to get through everything. And so the latest edition of Is He Back Yet? We did that in hour number one with Andrew. And hour two with Bob Costas. If you missed any of it, there's our Disney Plus channel that you can go to. There's our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. There's our podcast as well. Also, make sure you visit our shop, richeisenshop.com. Mugs like the one that's right here on my desk. You can get that there. Shirts, hats, the whole thing. Be a true blue, if you will. Rich Eisen Show fan. We always appreciate that. Nick in Irvine, California, just down the road. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Rich. Such a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. What's going on? What's on
Great
your mind there?
Interview with a living legend who is right up there on maybe the Mount Rushmore of American broadcasters of the last 50 years. Listen, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
First thing, I just want to say this. I know we disagree, but Dave Roberts, if he didn't beat the Yankees, he was gone. I watched him coach every single game. I watch every single game that he's ever coached. And he is the Chauncey Gardner of professional managers.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Because
he's just being there? Is that what you're saying? I mean, I don't know about that.
Being there of managers. Trust me on this, Rich. I've seen the man manage. Now, is he Don Mattingly level of long-term incompetency? No, and Dodger fans know what I'm talking about. And I know Don's riding high right now, so, but no, just trust me on that. But I want to go into the, what I wanted to call about was the baseball situation. The reserve clause was, people don't know or remember, but the reserve clause was like a slave chain around the necks of the old players. It lasted for 70 years, and it said when your contract expires, we have our own unilateral option, owner option, to release you or to keep you at the same salary. So that's why old players used to always stay on the same team. Now, what has happened to our national pastime since the reserve clause was abolished and free agency was established? Since season one, as you remember, Rich, since season one, when Reggie went to the Baltimore Orioles, it has been a spend fest, a free-for-all, okay? And it's been nothing but good for the players and the owners, expanding the love of the game and expanding the value of the franchises. And if you're saying that other teams cannot compete, just look at what has happened, you know, in the last 5-10 years. I mean, Rich, the Blue Jays were in the series last year, and they had 27 at-bats over two games to win the World Series and couldn't get it done.
I know.
Okay. And then the Diamondbacks and the Rangers in 23 played each other, small. Houston in 23, small market. Atlanta and right. Houston again, Atlanta won.
But this was also before, Nick, and I appreciate what you're saying. And trust me, I'm with you that you know, teams that don't have the resources did start winning the World Series quite a bit. And I appreciate the call, Nick. Thank you. That's Nick in Irvine, California. But then Ohtani showed up on the Dodgers. You know, to add to Betts and Freeman, you know, that helps. Certainly when he's like, I'll take $680 million later on, please. So I was kind of cutting around the edges of what Nick's point was there. I will just push back on this. Phil Jackson always got the, well, he had Jordan and Pippen, and he just rolled the basketballs out. And then he had
Shaq
and Kobe, and he just rolled the basketballs out. You still need a coach who can figure it all out with these guys. And I'll just, again, I will never forget. He's like, why is Dave Roberts putting Andy Páez in the field in the middle of game 7 out of nowhere? Why is he doing that?
To win the game.
You know, honestly, like, I think it's unfair. You've got 162 games. That's why they're called managers. They have to manage egos. They've got to manage injuries. They've got to manage, you know, relationships. They've got to manage arguments. It's not all hunky-dory.
Personalities.
Right. You got to manage the media. He's perfect for this role. Perfect. Perfect. Was he really gone if he didn't beat the Yankees? But guess what happened?
They beat the Yankees.
They beat the Yankees. And certainly, you know what helped is Aaron Boone saying, I'm going to go, instead of my left-handed reliever, I'm going to go with my left-handed starter who hasn't pitched in a month. And throw him against Freddie Freeman in the extra innings. Yada, yada, yada. I was the first out of the parking lot with Cooper while Dodger fans celebrated a grand slam to win it. And they're still talking about that as Gibby Part 2. Got it. All right. Listen, moving on. I went down that road. I shouldn't have done it. I will defend Dave Roberts, though. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
By Dave the way, Roberts is going to the Hall of Fame.
You know what? You know what you need around stars like these stars? Again, I'm not in the clubhouse. You need somebody who's like, I wasn't a star.
I've been around stars.
Right? I wasn't one. I had to fight for every at-bat and then every opportunity I try to make the most of, like the one where we beat the Yankees. That's got to count for something.
I agree.
That's got to inform many of his decisions. You know what else managers have to do? They got to tell the front office with all their analytics
to back up a little.
Back up, or I'm going to do that, or listen to them and have to roll the dice and play it, and then go out and take the hit in the media. We're like, yeah, no, that was my decision, even though it might have been the front office decision 3 days before. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let me get to four downs. My four downs today is on the Atlanta Falcons, the ATL, everybody. The once upon a time Dirty Birds of the NFC South is today's four downs. Hit it.
Four downs with Rich.
Here we go. Why did you stop?
All right, ready? The Atlanta Falcons, four down style, everybody. Their 2026 season preview begins with this number one question. First down.
First down.
Forget about offensive player of the year. Can Bijan be the NFL MVP? I think that's a fair question. Can he be the entire league's most valuable player?
He could be it's the most valuable quarterback. I don't know that.
Sometimes it isn't.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You know, Adrian Peterson or LT's got a pop through.
Offensive player of the year, absolutely.
Can he be like the 2026 LT? Touchdown after touchdown after touchdown.
I mean, when Saquon and McCaffrey didn't win it.
I get it.
But I hear you.
But let's put it this way. Will he be a finalist and a legitimate shot for it?
Yes.
Should be.
Because what he did last year on, less than 300 touches.
He's nice.
Running the ball. Okay. So that's for like and
the vulture's gone.
The vulture's gone.
You know, what? Algiers in Arizona now.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Love.
Jeremiah Love. Yeah.
Okay, another so top 10 running back drafted.
He just went to
Second down right here for the Atlanta Falcons.
Second down.
Stop me if you've heard this before. But who's rushing the passer for the Falcons?
Ooh.
James Pierce arrested. Who knows if he could be he's back with the team. But who knows if he's going to be suspended? That guy, the reason why Ty Simpson is in Los Angeles, and we had this whole conversation about the Rams not doing enough with their first-round draft choice in this year's draft, was because the Falcons traded that draft choice the year before for James Pierce, who did perform very well. Double-digit sacks as a rookie, but then got in trouble. I don't know. And this is the annual question about the Falcons. And it seemed like they finally checked the box.
Seemed like it.
But we'll see what happens. That's second down. Third down for the Atlanta Falcons. What does Kevin Stefanski bring to the equation? What's he going to bring to this offense that had a breakout season for Pitts and Bijan and London?
Yeah.
Now here comes the two-time coach of the year from Cleveland with an offensive system that is, when clicking, an envy of a lot of the league. What's he going to do? How is he going to run the locker room? How is he going to run this team? What happens when, Mr. Blank's on line one? What's going down? So what does Kevin Stefanski bring to the equation? As you know, Matt Ryan, when he's not a camp arm in an emergency situation right now. He is a team president. This is a whole different top-down way of the Falcons running their organization. And this man is the avatar and choice to be the on-field different way of running things. What does that mean? I do not know. Got an inkling. But that's a big question about the Atlanta Falcons this year overall. And then the final question is the obvious one. Who wins the quarterback competition? Who's it going to be? Because that's another Stefanski choice. He wasn't there when Penix got drafted. He's not there anymore? The GM who drafted him.
Mm-hmm.
New GM, new president, new way of doing things. Penix is a good kid. Let's see what happens. But Tua, in the same way, we were talking last week, TJ, about how Kyler Murray's on the cheap. And you said on the cheap. I said, how about let's call him inexpensive?
Inexpensive, better way to say it.
Same thing as Tua. Indoors, in the stadium, where he made one throw to Devontae Smith and changed everything for his life and course of his career. He's in that stadium. Indoors, on the turf.
Fast,
do me a favor.
Fast.
You know what? You covet what you see every day.
Sure.
Can you look this up? I should have done this before. What was Tua's game in Atlanta last year for the Miami Dolphins? Mm-hmm. Remember he's throwing interceptions all over the place, and it seems like the Dolphin season was one big, in the punch bowl?
Yeah.
Tua had a massive game against the Atlanta Falcons?
Let's see. At Atlanta, yeah, 20 for 26, 205, four touchdowns.
Yeah,
touchdowns.
Man.
They won 34-10.
By the way, in 2001, they played him. He also had four touchdowns in that game.
So,
21.
I'm saying this. He's comfortable in that stadium. Yep. I kind of have a feeling they're gonna see all health, even being equal. They're going to see what they got in him before going to Penix. In the same way that J.J. McCarthy is going to sit there and see his franchise, see what they have in Kyler.
I don't know. I think J.J. and Kyler's far closer competition from what I hear than with this.
We shall find out, won't we? We shall find out. That's the major question about the Atlanta Falcons' fourth down is who wins the quarterback competition. A lot of offensive mindset here, but so is their coach. In a division that the Falcons closed out very well and almost won the damn thing last year. If they'd only not swooned in the middle of the season, they could have easily gotten that thing done last year. Maybe Raheem Morris is still there. Who knows? 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We will take your phone calls before we get out of Dodge right here on this program. Good times. Coming up with LaMonica Garrett. We'll talk about that in a moment. Our friends at SoFi would like to remind you that you can achieve something that you perhaps once thought impossible, and that's overcoming high-interest credit card debt. Walk the tightrope of your finances with one low fixed-rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same-day funding. Pull off your own debt-defying stunt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A. member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Lioness came back last night for season three. LaMonica Garrett was also in 1883, one of my favorite limited series ever. Mm-hmm. Great chat coming up next.
Rich Eisen here for Gusto. On my shows, we talk a lot about what happens in the spotlight, the games, the highlights, and the moments that get replayed and debated. But in any successful operation, what happens behind the scenes matters just as much. Small businesses are no different. Payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, and all the details that keep things moving may not be the most visible part of the job, but they still have to be handled right. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich. Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Rich Eisen here. We talk a lot about battles in sports. Teams battling through adversity, athletes fighting for every yard. The toughest warriors I've ever seen, though, aren't on the field. They're kids fighting cancer. Their families standing beside them. Doctors, nurses, caregivers. That's why I'm proud to support Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 28 years, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research, raising more than $303 million and supporting over 40,000 children. Learn more and donate at HyundaiUSA.com/Hope on Wheels.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
It's open for everybody, the whole cast, but yes. It would end up being me, Tim, and Taylor in there. Say we had to be at work at like 6 in the morning. We're in there at 4:30 getting after it. But it was the same three every time. And even in Fort Worth during 18 or during Lioness,
yes.
Taylor's in the gym every morning.
Oh, that's no surprise.
With the rest of the cast. He boxes early, and then he hits the weights.
LaMonica Garrett here on The Rich Eisen Show. You play the role of Tucker in Lioness that premiered again for season 3 last night. Susie and I watch it. I highly recommend it. Go back if you haven't watched a single episode of it. Back to seasons 1 and 2. Heck of a cast. Michael Kelly, Morgan Freeman, Nicole Kidman, Zoe Saldana, just to name 4, and including you as well. We just saw that clip from the premiere. And again, you're in Lioness, you were in 1883. There's about 4 other of your fellow actors in that scene that were either in Yellowstone or Landman or obviously Lioness. It seems like there's a certain cast that Taylor Sheridan trusts for the material, and you're part of it.
Thankfully.
What is that like?
When you look around, like a lot of the best filmmakers kind of recycle their same guys. Christopher Nolan does it.
Right.
Scorsese does it. Judd Apatow, the Farley brothers. Like, you see the same faces all around. Mm-hmm. They know what they're getting. They know the temperament of the actor. They know the work ethic of the actor, and they know the talent. So Taylor, he writes for certain people. So he won't just cast you or write some stuff and then cast you later. He'll ask you, hey, would you want to do this? And when you say, yeah, it's Taylor Sheridan words, I'm on board.
Yes.
He'll write for you. So it's like, you know, he has his, we call it at Taylor's Ranch, all the different shows, he'll have events at his ranch where we all go and hang out. And it's like we all went to the same high school, just different years. You know what I mean? Because it's like a small community. Like this last, maybe a few months ago, we did a cutting event for a charity in Fort Worth. And all the actors from all his different shows were on horses in front of a big arena in Fort Worth. And we're cutting horses.
Huh.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Cowboys.
So for when did you first come across Taylor Sheridan, or he come across you?
1883. I maybe sent in 10 audition tapes. And over the course of 4 months, it was a gruel of, you know, that process. And when I got it, that changed my career. It set me on a different trajectory. But yeah, it was a long process. But now he writes for you now. And it's great.
That show is one of the most remarkable limited series I've ever seen. Because, again, it was done at the height of Yellowstone's excellence and ascension, let's put it that way. And for Taylor Sheridan to basically stop and go, I'm going to go back, you know, 100+ years and start from scratch, and also start filling in some of the lush history of the things we're learning from the characters in Yellowstone. But the humanity that was on display and the difficulty of these people to go across the country and start their journeys, it was mind-blowing. Just mind-blowing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that show, as hard as it was to see what they went through back then, it wasn't as hard for us, but as the actor, that was the hardest job I've ever had. And it probably will be the hardest job I'll ever have for a multitude of reasons. But Taylor, it just felt so real. Like, even when we were filming it, for the first month of shooting, none of the actors could eat any modern day food. It was 1800s food. So biscuits, you know, gravy, beef. If you're a vegetarian on that set, felt bad for you. You know what I mean? Like, it was time appropriate food from cowboy camp on through like the first month of filming.
Cowboy camp. Walk me through that.
Wow. Cowboy camp. You get there. If you haven't ridden a horse before, you got to figure it out. Tim and Faith, they ride pretty well, especially Tim. There were a couple of other actors that were pretty good on horses. I wasn't one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So every day you're waking up at 6 a.m., 4 or 5 hours straight, you're riding. You go have lunch. You do wagon training. You know, the wagons, you don't see those anymore. those went out of style a little while ago.
Other than the shopping cart wagon, right, with that balky wheel?
Right.
Right, sure.
The roping, just cowboy stuff. We did that for 2 weeks. And more so, it was bonding for the cast. So now that the cast, we're doing this every morning. We're eating together. We're living on a ranch together. It was during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Was another reason why it was so challenging and, you know, difficult to film. We couldn't go anywhere. So we were on this ranch. And any outlet we had came maybe Saturday nights where we'd have karaoke night or something with Tim and Faith. And I learned the hard way, don't go behind Tim and Faith karaoke night.
What?
And it's like, you know, it's me getting to know everybody. And it's like, it's all country music. And I love country now. I didn't, wasn't a big fan beforehand. Yeah. So, you know, it was karaoke night. I did some Red Man and Method Man. I brought some hip hop into the ranch. And then, you know, on my take, the speakers just happened to go out.
Oh,
on the, whoa. I said, okay, I see what I'm dealing with here. This is a no hip hop zone. All right, I get it. I adapted.
Tell me Sam Elliott sang karaoke night.
He did not, but
come on,
yeah. All he has to do is talk. Just introduce the next person. Yeah,
coming
and he,
up to the stage,
yeah. That barely. That's my brother, man.
Was Sam in the gym? Did he get in the makeshift gym?
No,
gym on wheels.
He had just had surgery.
Okay,
so he was just trying to get better and get, you know, get back in the. He hadn't been on a horse in 20 years before we started shooting that, and then you know you're in Fort Worth. It's 110 degrees. You got wool jackets, you got layers, leather chaps, you got all this stuff going on. It's easy to start complaining. You're getting up at 5 a.m, you're working 6 days a week, even if you're big scenes or not. If you don't have a big scene, you're still showing up to work.
You're eating 1800s
food. You're eating 1800s food. So when you think about complaining and you look over at Sam Elliott, he's the first one on his horse at the crack of dawn. He set the tone. He's that guy.
You got a good story about Sam Elliott?
I got a lot of them. I'll share one. Okay. It's, like I said, it's hot, 110 degrees. It's the full wagon train, 26 wagons. Mm. There's maybe 300 extras, background players. We're all miserable. We're sitting, like I'm sitting on the ground. Sam's sitting on an apple box. We're just there in it. And one of the PAs comes over and gives Sam, you know, those misters, the fans that, yes. You know, and Sam looked around. He said, do you have one of these for everyone here? And they said, no. He said, well, when you get one of these for everyone, you come back and give it to me last because we're all in this together. I said, man, look at you.
How about that?
Samuel Elliott, man. Like, and that was early in filming, and it just set the tone for the, because it was a grueling, rough shoot.
I imagine so. And I would just imagine you're the PA giving Sam Elliott a Mr. fan, and he goes, you have more love for everybody else.
You do a good Sam.
Oh, come on, man.
I'll tell Sam to watch this one. You do a good Elliott.
Got fans for everybody. The PA probably just like went, oh.
Yeah, so I'll go back to base camp then if that's what we're doing.
Oh, wow. So he was circling the wagons. Why not? Yeah. That was so good. It's as great as anything Taylor Sheridan's ever done. The cast was amazing. You were great in it. Everybody was great in it. The realism comes through. I imagine for Lioness, LaMonica Garrett here on the Rich Eisen Show, are you embedded anywhere? Do you do anything with the actual folks that you are trying to bring to life on camera here?
We have, there's different events and different, like some of the cast is going on a USO tour. With the troops, I'll go to different naval bases and different bases and talk to the troops. My dad, Vietnam, bronze medal. My brother, sister-in-law, my cousins, Gulf War. I come from a military background, so it's important that we tell this as truthfully as possible.
Heck yeah.
And we have a lot of special forces guys on set with us, just telling us stories. And you know, are we doing this right? It's personal. It's a fictional show, but these are real stories for a lot of people. So it's important that we get it right. So we're in that community and just trying to make them proud.
That's the thing, again, that Susie and I, my wife and I, watch all the Taylor Sheridan shows. You know, we're watching Landman. Like, how does he know about the nuances of oil sales and oil wells and that business? And then we watch Lioness. And you not only have to know what your world is of special forces, but you also have to know the world of politics and inside the National Security Council and Alliance and Secretary of State. And you have to know that. Yellowstone.
At a high level, yeah.
You know, 1883.
And then he'll go to Madison and it's like a novel. And it's completely different than other stuff that you're doing. It's like this dude, like this stuff that's in his head.
Yeah.
And he's writing the new Call of Duty movie right now. Like, he wrote Sicario and Hell or High Water. Like, there's those talents that come around, generational talents is what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
He's prolific. And we're just, I'm glad to be a part of that universe.
LaMonica Garrett here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about you a little bit here. You're from the San Francisco area, correct?
San Francisco Bay Area.
Now, does that mean Niners?
Niner.
Okay.
Niner faithful, yeah.
You are a Niner faithful.
I'm a Niner faithful.
Okay.
We grew up right behind Candlestick in South City.
Yeah. Okay, so right there in that...
South City, like right off the, you know, 101, Tamperan Theater, Oyster Point, all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you grow up in Candlestick? You go to those games? Or?
That's all I saw. Our son's name is Montana. That's... That's who's in this chair right now.
That's amazing.
That said, though, I don't know what's true on the internet or not. We usually have a segment called Celebrity True or False. So just a little bit on this front. Is it true, though, your name is LaMonica after Daryl LaMonica?
Mad Bomber. That's indeed true. Yeah. My parents, my dad got back from Vietnam, went to Mississippi, grabbed my mom, moved to the Bay, and... Daryl LaMonica was like Tom Brady back then. Yeah. He was that dude. Then I came around and yeah.
But he wasn't a Niner though.
No, it was just a Bay Area kind of thing. And then we were living in Hunters Point at the time. And then we moved to South City.
Okay.
And then that's where the Roger Craig and the Jerry Rice and the Ronnie Lott and all the Ray Worshing,
Roger Craig's about to finally get his due.
It's about time. Weekend. Yeah. Thousand yards rushing, 1,000 receiving, first dude to do it.
Yep,
overdue.
Why is it? Yeah, it's a true story.
Right. Okay, so, but the irony that you're a diehard Niner fan, grew up behind Candlestick, but you're named after Daryl LaMonica.
Yeah, that's the rub.
But you made up for it, so there's a Montana Garrett?
There's a Montana Garrett, and it was like, that was my parents' favorite player back then, so my favorite player, still, he's the GOAT.
Yes.
Favorite quarterback is Montana. Favorite receiver is Rice. Favorite safety is Ronnie Lott. Like it was that team.
Yeah, that Ronnie Lott could be, in a Taylor Sheridan show.
He could just take off another finger.
I think I saw that in Lioness season 3 premiere or something similar to that.
It was a lot. There's a lot going on in that premiere.
I know for sure. Okay, so what do you think about your Niners this?
If we stay healthy, we go back to the big dance. We just got to stay healthy. It's not starting off good with Pearsall. I heard he had...
That's it. Yes.
Yeah. Correct.
But Debo's back now.
Debo's back. And Stribling, the rookie we got.
Okay.
He's having a hell of a camp.
Yep.
I like our room. I like what's going on. We got help from McCaffrey.
Right.
Purdy's Purdy. Linebackers are back. We got Fred Warner. Got Greenlaw back. Yep. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Good, man. We just got to stay healthy.
Okay. And so Warriors, too?
Yeah, okay. Warriors, Giants.
Okay.
They're for the 49ers, I'm the voice in the playoffs when you go to the games, the hype videos. And the same for the Warriors as well. I'll do the hype video. So,
how psyched are you for that?
Local kid made good, you tell me that, like, I don't need money. Like, just where are we doing this?
You come a long way from slam ball.
Slam ball.
Now you are, I believe, in our 14-year history of 3 years podcast, 11 years of a daily 3-hour TV radio simulcast. I think you're the first slam baller we've
had. First slam baller. Yeah. Hey, man, that was...
Look at you right there.
Look at
that guy. Machine.
Still had a little bit of hair.
Who called you the machine?
That was someone gave me that name. It was like, I have a relentless motor and I just like hitting people. That was the football side of me. I played college football and worked out in the pros and that didn't happen.
Okay.
So shortly after that, I moved to LA to become, turn into acting. And this came around. I thought it was a TV show. I was in acting class and, mm-hmm. You get there and you're like, no, this is a new sport they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I still got the bug in me. Like, let's do it. And oddly enough, my first TV show that I've ever got was One Tree Hill, because One Tree Hill had a 2 or 3 episode arc of slam ball on the show. And they were gonna audition actors and teach them to play slam ball to go opposite Joe Manganiello and John Lafferty.
Okay.
And I'm like, no. Like, I already play slam ball. This is why I'm here. Let me audition. I did. I got the part. And when I was on set, I'm like, this is why I moved back to LA. Like, this is... Never played slam ball again, and from One Tree Hill on, I slowly started building a career.
Did you dunk on Manganiello? Did you dunk
on him? I did.
I
put him in the glass as well. I was a bruiser. I played linebacker,
Excuse me, you were the machine.
I was the machine. I'm still
Come on now. The machine. You're still the machine.
Yeah.
Hey, they, once the machine, always.
Always the machine.
You should ask Bert Kreischer for royalties.
Yeah, right, the machine.
Right?
There's many machines, right?
La Machina.
Shelley, the machine, right, from Glengarry Glen Ross. There's a machine there, but you are the machine from best from Slam Ball.
OG right? machine, yeah.
Okay. So is that how you got your acting start?
Yeah.
Through Slam Ball, One Tree Hill, and then off you go.
Yeah, when I first moved out to L.A., I was a FedEx driver. Deliver sling boxes. I was delivering FedEx, the Warner Brothers lot.
Yeah.
So I would deliver to Everybody Loves Raymond, ER, Friends, like all these shows. Had my headshots in the back just in case. It never turned out that way.
Yeah.
But I'm on all these shows and I'm, you know, everyone loves the FedEx guy. I'm bringing all the props. I'm bringing, oh, you're here. Great. We need you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, one day, like, so cut to years later when I'm on the Warner Brothers lot working, a lot of the security guys were the same guys. And it's like, man, you did it. And it was like, you know,
awesome.
So I've been kicking around for a while, but, you know, it worked out.
Awesome. And then at one point, you know, Ray Romano comes up to you, asks where his package is or something.
That's
like that.
That's what happened. I thought he was going to say, hey, you got a perfect look. You want to do a scene real quick? Never went that way. But, you know, I was ready.
Hey, you gotta stay ready to be ready,
yeah.
As they say.
So sugar free said.
Okay, fantastic. This is just a delight to meet you. Big fan. I'm honestly, you're awesome in this show. And
thank you, man.
And 1883 is something again that it just lives on. Just I think about it all the time. My wife and I think about it all the time about how difficult it was for people to do what they were doing then, and the storytelling is spectacular.
Yeah, small things then, like, were huge things now. Like, just as far as going to the store to get some milk.
Right.
Nature's trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
Bandits are trying, like, everything is trying to kill you. Like, just making it back home back then was a whole different story.
And just finding any piece of humanity.
Yeah.
Amidst all of it.
Yeah.
Was truly just some of the more remarkable moments of that show. I don't want to give away what happens in the end.
Yeah.
But there is a scene towards the end. I was a puddle crying.
Yeah.
Just an absolute puddle over that. And again, Sam Elliott is good as it gets. And the fact that you get to be in these scenes with him.
Grown men from around the country would reach out to me on social media, like gruff, burly, I'm not a crier, bro. You know, I don't. He said, but that show, man, like the ending of that show, it did something to me. And it's like, if you ask Taylor, he'll tell you that was one of his favorite projects that he's ever done, regardless film, television, whatever. But it resonated with a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. And I had a lot of, like, black cowboys would come up to me over the span of the last 5 years telling me thank you, because it's something that we didn't see a lot growing up, and I grew up with Westerns, love Westerns, and it was just a good representation of that, that they really existed. One in every four were black cowboys back then, and it was just something that Taylor created that, and it's like, thank you, man. Thank you for allowing me to be the vehicle to tell the truth for a lot of people.
And thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate meeting
Thanks
you,
for having
and
me.
I love watching what you do, and hopefully come back anytime you
want. I'll be back.
You bet. Oh, that sounded very imposing. LaMonica Garrett here on The Rich Eisen Show. Lioness, Season 3 just premiered on Paramount Plus last night. Got to wait every Sunday for a new episode right here on The Rich Eisen Show at LaMonica Garrett on Instagram. Hire right the first time with LinkedIn Hiring Pro. Get started by posting a free job at linkedin.com/Eisen. We are back to wrap up this Monday show, set up the rest of the week when we return. Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debt play. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debt play. O'Reilly Auto Parts gets you back to savings. Buy 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a free MicroGuard Select Oil Filter. Limits apply. Save 20% on a MicroGuard or MicroGuard Select Engine Air Filter when purchased with this Syntec Special.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on our program, 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the show. Running a small business, means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. And the challenge is finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire and get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/eyes and terms and conditions. Apply. Let's go back to the phone lines. Dan in Minneapolis, Minnesota, home of SummerSlam, correct? Am I not?
That's where it was.
On that? Right. Yeah. What's up, Dan?
Yeah, I can't speak on that, Rich. I'm a 45-year-old male. I haven't watched SummerSlam in 30 years.
That's a little disrespectful.
That's a 45-year-old guy, a male right across the way that was.
Yeah, I watched it. That's great.
All good. Hey, man, couple things you said earlier. Now, I'll preface this by saying, though I live in Minneapolis, I am from the OC. I am a Dodger fan. So if they never implement a salary cap, I'm happy to keep winning every year.
Right.
But I do not see how anyone can reasonably and objectively make an argument that it's good for the sport to have 75%-ish of the markets have tepid interest because they don't feel like they can compete. I mean, I kind of feel like that's how the NBA was 10, 15 years ago before, you know, they started implementing changes. And yeah. I don't think anybody in New York or Boston or LA is any less interested in the NBA now, even though they don't run the show every single year. And then my other thing is, you know, nothing's binary. And the counterpoint that a lot of my Dodger brethren like to say, you know, about parity and all the Brewers and the Rays and stuff. It's like, okay, the Brewers and the Rays are phenomenally run organizations. Like, they are an anomaly. I mean, they make zero mistakes running their organization, and they still don't sniff anything in the playoffs. I mean, we absolutely drubbed them last year. They were amazing in the regular season because their farm system, I mean, everybody turns into a phenomenal professional player, and we still just kicked the ever-loving you-know-what out of them last year. It'll probably happen this year, too.
Wow.
So that's not really, like, an argument to me saying, like, oh, like, there are some competitive teams out there that come from small markets. It's like, you know, that's kind of like almost a convenient lawyer speak to me. And then you had mentioned earlier, you know, anybody could have had Scooble for what.
Yes,
what,
Dan.
Okay, fundamentally and objectively, yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
But no team whose lifeblood, such as the Brewers, are going to trade for him when that's their only chance is developing their own guys.
I don't know, Dan.
And competitive.
Dan, I appreciate your call and, you know, your passion clearly on all this, but the Brewers did it with CC Sabathia years ago. Same thing, left-handed, Cy Young. Let's get him for a few weeks and see what happens. Why couldn't they do that again?
The Padres did it with Juan Soto a few years ago.
I mean, it happens all the time. Rentals happen all the time in Major League Baseball. It's just who wanted him for $9 million and three prospects. Again, I don't know the apples to apples on someone's prospects compared to the ones that the Tigers accepted here. And I don't know the apples to apples to what everyone else offered in terms of paying off every penny of Scooble's contract for the Tigers, because clearly they didn't want to pay him anymore. You know? So that's the issue. In the same way that we're saying the Dodgers are destroying baseball by getting Tarek Skubal, they haven't paid him $400 million yet. We're just assuming that's coming. But at this point in time, they did what anybody else had the right to do. If they wanted to give up three prospects of this caliber and pay $9 million, which is chump change in this day and age. And if the Yankees had a chance to do it and didn't do it for other people, then they're going to hear about it from their fans. I mean, Scooble, is the fact that he went to the Dodgers is no skin off a Yankee fan's nose when they've already have Cole and Schlittler and Fried and Rodon. You don't need to add another $400 million player to a lineup like a staff like that. As a matter of fact, if the Yankees can get any of their hitting back and they have a pitching staff like that, they can go to battle against the Dodgers and good luck. Good luck. They can do that, but they need more help in the bullpen and hitting. And the issue is they've got a team that is the hottest team in baseball for over a month. It happens to be their diehard rival, that just went ahead and grabbed the three-time All-Star switch-hitting catcher in Adley Rutschman.
Yeah, that deal is official now.
Done. So the Red Sox have now done that. Yep. And as of this conversation, the Yankees have added Luis Garcia Jr., who is a terrific hitter the Washington Nationals for four prospects.
Leads the NL in slugging.
I mean, three prospects and Jake Bird, who the Yankees got in last year's trade deadline and hardly did anything of significance, with all due respect.
Yeah, Garcia's been awesome this year.
He's been great. The only problem is he is a left-handed slugger who, yes, plays second, but you already have a left-handed slugger who plays second in Jazz Chisholm. You already have a left-hander who is playing first base in Ben Rice. And when, heaven forbid, Stanton gets healthy again, where does Rice play? They already said he's not going to catch. Rice is going to have to play. I mean, the roster does not appear to be in the proper shape to go on a run. So we'll see what Brian Cashman does in the next hour to have a conversation about what they'll do.
Yeah, there's a lot of moves popping right now. The Dodgers just traded for Chris Bubik from the Royals. The Padres traded for Robbie Ray from the Giants.
That's a significant. He's a former Cy Young.
Yeah, you mentioned Adley to Boston is a done deal. And Reed Detmers to the Cubs.
Who also added Gausman.
Who also added
Gausman. So a bunch of teams are loading up.
Yeah.
We'll see what the Yankees do in the next hour.
Yeah, 3 hours left.
Must be nice.
But right now, again, Dodgers destroying baseball. Maybe in the long run, if owners blow up the sport because they can't figure out how to get their own house in order before turning to the players, as opposed to saying, we can't figure our own house, so you figure it out for us. We'll lock you out in the meantime. Dodgers did what anybody else could do. $9 million, three prospects. They were the only ones who had the chance and the cojones and the ability to do it. You have to figure out what everyone else is doing. We'll talk about it with Jeff Passan on tomorrow's program. The Golics will be here, senior and junior, as they are now preceding this show on the ESPN Radio Network. And then there'll be you as well. Let's chat again on Tuesday. Ladidi's going to join us too.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to The Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
You know when you're locked in, focused, and fearless.
Welcome to the WNBA.
Your vision narrows. You can't look away. Every assist, every stop, every logo three.
From beyond.
Every did you see that moment?
You bet!
What records are going to be broken this season?
All of it, right here. Lock in. It's the WNBA on ESPN, all season long.